have days to celebrate, different milestones of our lives, different things that we have to acknowledge of our friends, of ours, of our parents, of our siblings, whoever in your lives, we have days to celebrate. And you want to make that day colorful, I'd strongly suggest you consider the Bright Light Events Consulting. No, they're not sponsored. This is just like I like to support things that are beautiful, things that I also have opened. I'm like, this is a new realm I have never walked before. Yes, I went to an event last month of July. The event was a birthday. So the birthday girl had given them like, you guys do your thing, I'm just appearing like a guest. Now they go on and choose a venue, gorgeous venue, they choose the menu, beautiful menu, they choose the colors, they chose gold and white. However they discuss with the birthday girl is none of my business, but they chose white and gold. You know they do deal with that color is beautiful. The setup, the thing that they considered to put on the table, they even put some hazelnuts on each table setup setting. That is the you know, there's forks, the knives, the plate, and just make sure it's crowned well, a hazelnut wrapped in some nice tablecloth. Top-notch things. Now the music is blasting, it's high enough to make sure that if you are alone, reveling alone, having your food, you won't feel lonely. You'd enjoy the food and you'd enjoy yourself. Since you're safe, you're also the same company. You're enjoying the food and the nice music, beautiful music, African music. Most of the playlists were African music. And also, it's not very high that you can't have a decent conversation. It's just low enough to make sure that the person next to you can hear you and they can actually answer you. It won't be like a conversation on a racing motorbike going to work. It's just enough to make sure that you can enjoy yourself, have some little dance with yourself as you're having some nice conversation with the person you're with. And to top it off, there is the nice views. You can actually see the Nairobi skyline. Oh, magnificent. And this is a Saturday afternoon. So as I was continuing to take my shots, as you're enjoying the good company, the nice part of the event that it was happening, these two lovely ladies come in. Relatively short, but with the heels, so they have gone a little bit upstairs. Upstairs in terms of shoes, not brains, but beautiful either way. Now they have turned up, they have dressed to kill. And thank God the sun was out. So the photos didn't have to use too much light, and they had turned up and they were gorgeous. Oh, they were gorgeous. Because the sun was out, they decided, let's turn up with some skin. The shoes, the hair, lovely. As I was looking at them, I realized, actually, these ladies are celebrities. These ladies have seen some screen time, and several of us in Kenya have actually viewed them and enjoyed their acting. For me, I'm not exactly a fan of watching TV that much, so I saw them on some viral clip, the Vamaria viral clip, the one that guy was praying, and they were in there. And interestingly, it's not just me who noted that. Even the people that I was with here, the birthday girl, even the participants or the reverers for the birthday, also took note of who they are. And interestingly, nobody even tried to move a muscle to say hello. Even just to move the mouth to tell them, hi, I know you. I saw you in this thing, you were magnificent. Nobody. Nobody even took something like a pen or a notebook or something to note down that they have seen a celebrity, or anybody took their pen and told them to sign somewhere. No, nobody. Nobody cared who they were. They knew who they were, they knew where they'd seen them from, they understand their castings, But nobody cared. Even the other revelers for the Saturday afternoon who were trickling down to have their good time with their friends, with themselves, with their parties, whatever they were having a good time with, but nobody. They even sitting in a very open place, in the place where when you just make your entrance and see them, they're there. But nobody cared. In fact, I even saw some, I think two of them just came, saw them, then they turned to go to where they're not there. Nobody cared. And I honestly believe that if these two celebrity ladies I don't know them, I didn't even include them, but I'm thinking that if these two ladies defined their lives with their success, that they believe their status would inform their social life, would inform the economy, because if you're a celebrity, there is good money coming to your pocket. But if they believe that they should be defined, that their evening should be have been defined by the crowds who are coming to them to say hello or sign some autographs, something like that, probably they would have had a disappointing afternoon. And that's my thoughts today. Do you want to define yourself by your successes, or your monies, or your friends, or your victories, or your losses, whichever it is? I do not believe it's right for you to define yourself by those things, because they are not who you are. What defines you are your character. How you behave when you're down, how you behave on your way up, how you behave when you're up, all these things have to be the same. The only way that we can define ourselves as human beings is by our character. Let the people who see you see your character, not you changing while you are down and you're up. You are just different. When you're down, you are humble. When you're down, you are a servant of all. You are working hard. You are being you are faithful. You are doing nice things to people. You are talking nicely. You are living just a decent life. You're very responsible with your finances. And yet, when you go up, you are in the inverse of that. Because if that is the case, then it's not your character that is defining you. What is defining you is your surroundings, is your victories, is your losses. And if that's the case, then you're in for a rude shock, because these things are never the same. And most times you might be down and you stay down, or you up and you stay up. And by the end of your life, people have only earned from you, and nobody cares about you or is worried about you. Because you have decided that the thing that defines you are the things that you have. Simon Sinek, in one of his lectures, he narrates a story of a friend who was invited to a conference that is like happens yearly. And the previous year, he was invited as the chief guest, as the guest of honor. And in that year, he was accorded the respect warranted for a guest of honor. The plane, the landing, the vehicles, the hotel, on the way he'll arrive from the hotel to the venue where he'll sit, the water he'd drink, the food he would eat, and they were all top notch. Now the next year that he comes, he's not a chief guest, he's just an ordinary guest. And nobody cares how he reached there. How will you, the only thing that they want to know, that on the day you're supposed to make your present, the day you're supposed to speak to the convention, you are supposed to be there. How you reach there is none of their business. So he says, if the respect that I was accorded the year before was for the chief guest, it was not necessarily for him, it was for the chief guest. Now if he decided to define himself by that respect, then probably this year he'd be very disappointed, like, hey, I'm supposed to be treated like this. But the thing is, that treatment is for chief guests. That treatment that you are having when you are up there is not for you. It's for the status that you are there, not for you. Because for unfortunate reasons, you stepped down from that step, from that status. That respect is no longer accorded to you. Take for example, while you were in high school, the teachers would whoop your ass like crazy. They would treat you like a student. But now look at you. You are a celebrity. You are earning your money. You are paying your taxes. When you go back there, you won't be accorded the same respect as you were as a student. Instead, what they would do, they would give you a seat with the teachers and the principal, and even probably ask you for money to support the school funds, the school projects or whatever, the school food. Yeah. So the respect you're being given is not for you. It is for the status you have. So the people who are giving you this respect don't owe you anything. They owe the status something. They give you because you are a celebrity. They give you the respect because you are something else, but not because it's you. So do not believe that the place where you are, that that because of the respect or the revere or the recklessness that is being given to you is for you. Is this for the status? For example, if somebody who lives in a slum, actually because due to frustrations of life or due to the failures or painful times in life, he lives in the slums, the respect that he'll be given would be because of the surrounding that he is in. But once he earns something, he moves out of that level and goes to some higher level, to say for example he becomes so rich, he becomes wealthy. The respect he'll be given at that level is not the same, because they're not giving him the respect. They're giving the level the respect. So do not believe that where you are, wherever you are, that the respect you're being given is because of you. It is because of the level you are. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody, even your parents, your friends, they owe you nothing. But if they're giving you the respect because of who you are, cherish them, respect them, care about them, regardless of where you are, because they know you. They don't care where you have been, they don't care who you are, they don't care of your status, they care about you. Cherish them. Because the people you get once you reach high, they don't cherish you, they cherish the level. That's my thoughts today.